33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. High spirits for the holidays. Right now, Texas is seeing a boom in craft distilleries, small volume makers of whiskey, vodka, gin, and such. 15 years ago, there were just 3 distilleries in the Lone Star State. Today, it's 158. But now, some distillers say they are facing a potential setback that could cripple their ability to grow and even put some fledgling producers out of business. The Standard's Shelley Brisbane reports.
Y'all hear that sound? That thumping?
Yeah.
That's a mash being pumped over there out of the fermentation room through that metal pipe right up there going right into the still house. That's the sound of money around here.
Making and selling whiskey means telling stories. That's Scooter Pierce's job at Garrison Brothers Distillery in High Texas, just outside Fredericksburg. Whether it's a yarn about a colorful moonshiner of the past or how a corporate type chucked a steady job to make bourbon, consumers seem to want their locally produced booze to come with tall tales, especially in Texas. And smart distillers do their best to oblige, from Texas-centric marketing on the bottle to tours of the stillhouse. All of it is peppered with stories about the stuff in the bottle and the people who make it.
If you notice the black stuff here growing on the silos, that stuff there is called whiskey malt or bourbon malt. Back during the days of Prohibition, that's how they would bust the moonshiners or the people making bourbon, because their barns would turn black.
Pierce and the rest of the team practice their storytelling for tour groups visiting the working cattle ranch where Garrison Brothers Bourbon is made. But lately, craft distillers like Garrison have been telling a different kind of story to a much different crowd. Lawmakers in Washington. Texas distillers want Congress to make permanent a tax break that has become vital to their business.
In 2020, if this tax reduction doesn't continue, we can expect an increase in our taxes of several hundred thousand. And for a startup business, is a very vulnerable spot to be in.
That's Joanna Salinas, co-founder of Still Austin, a distillery that's been making whiskey at a South Austin office park for 2.5 years. She's talking about the lower tax rate craft distillers received as part of the Trump administration's 2017 tax package. Next month, that tax rate expires and will rise dramatically.
For a company like ours, everything is about whiskey and barrels. And so the money that we saved in not having to pay those taxes went directly into producing more product.
As it stands now, all distillers pay just under $3 per gallon of excise tax on the first 100,000 proof gallons they sell. That's a lot more spirit than craft distillers bottle in a year. But next month, the tax returns to more than $13 per gallon, and craft distillers say that puts them at a disadvantage. Larger industrial distillers like Beam Suntory, the company behind the Jim Beam and Maker's Mark brands, bottle far more each year and can shoulder that tax burden better.
A company like Beam Suntory can pull 100,000 gallons out by the end of January.
Mark Gillespie hosts and produces WhiskeyCast, a podcast that covers the spirits industry. He says beer and wine producers both have a tiered taxing system that actually helps smaller producers. The push to get Congress to make the distillers' lower tax rate permanent has been going on for quite a while.
Well, distillers have been arguing for this pretty much for the last decade. Basically, distilled spirits is the one area where they did not have a tiered system that helped smaller producers or gave them a break. The beer brewers had a tiered excise tax system so that smaller brewers didn't pay as much as the big guys did, and the same thing in the wine category.
Small distillers are backing a proposal called the Craft Beverage Modernization and Tax Reform Act, which would make the lower tax rate permanent. The bill has 326 House sponsors, 73 in the Senate.
The problem is you have this bill that's pending. It's been sitting in committee all year long in both the House and the Senate. They want to attach it to a bill that has a good shot at passage. It's one of these must-pass bills, like an appropriations bill or like a budget resolution.
Half of the Texas delegation in Congress have signed on as co-sponsors, but neither U.S. Senator John Cornyn or Ted Cruz is on that list. Their offices did not provide their position on the bill when we asked. There are must-pass bills remaining on Congress's calendar, including a budget resolution that's needed to avoid a government shutdown. But Washington is also distracted by impeachment, and plenty of other beneficiaries of the 2017 tax law want a shot at making their temporary tax breaks permanent. But so far, getting that commitment before time runs out on New Year's Eve might be a long shot. For the Texas Standard, I'm Shelley Brisbane.